tomorrow's news today.
Alex Jones coming to you from the burgeoning Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com, to find all the live feeds, articles, videos, reports, special guests, and more. Okay, look, we have been absolutely on target about this globalist trap to get Trump into this Iran war that no other American president would do. And now we are, what, 73, 74 days into this. And the markets are rocked. Inflation is growing even faster than I thought it would. It is bad, bad, bad. Massive fertilizer shortages. And this is baked in now to derail the Trump recovery. There's really, I don't think, any way that's going to be reversed now. And this isn't like a normal deep recession or depression. This will be planetary. Trump was trying to override the Great Reset that had us to the verge of bankruptcy. And the globalists already lowering our credit rating. We're being positioned to become a second-rate power, and China was to be positioned, allied with the EU, as the new global power. And Trump absolutely took the bait. It is an unmitigated disaster. And you will now see all this unfold. I don't see how it can be reversed. Maybe if he stopped now, we could, but it's not happening. Trump's threatening to hit Iran again. Of course, the strait is shut. Iran has sent back even more demands of giant reparations again of $500 billion. This is a disaster. And I'm not going to lie to you about it. Of course, you're smart. I know you already understand that. What a disaster. And then imagine what's going to come out of this. And then when you have serious economic downturns, that almost always brings with it revolution, uprising. The left is worldwide being funded by BlackRock and the globalists, who are engineering this whole thing to create major unrest. Our countries are sliding into totalitarian control. Stocks fall, oil and rates rise as inflation roars back. Look at some of these headlines right here. Stocks fall, oil and rates rise as inflation roars back, ladies and gentlemen. Told you that was coming. U.S. consumer prices are rising at their fastest pace in 3 years. Back to the worst part of Biden. As Trump dismisses Iran truce plan, world braces for lasting economic pain. Iran says forces ready to respond to attacks as Trump reportedly mulls renewing war. He's publicly said that. And there's no doubt Iran is releasing sleeper cell paramilitary groups around the world. We've got reports of that from the Middle East to the U.S. Two oil refineries blew up in the last 48 hours. This is sabotage, ladies and gentlemen. This is asymmetrical warfare. Australia doomsday scenario sees oil hits $200 a barrel on war escalation. Consumer prices rose 3.8 annually in April, the highest again since 2023. It goes on and on. Then we've got Trump already on his way to China with Elon Musk at his side. We have a lot of wild domestic operations going on. We have one hell of a transmission lined up for you today. Share those live feeds on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN on X right now and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show Live.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network. where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new Cordons of Liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Just for clarification, did you mean that the 34-count case in which Donald Trump was found guilty of various financial crimes was politically motivated here in New York?
I found that when the judicial system gets weaponized and targeted political enemies for political gain, I think that's inappropriate, and I think that degrades our collective trust in this a very important institution, whether that's on a Democratic going after a Republican or a Republican going after a Democratic one. And I like to think I call it strikes and balls, because the judicial system has to remain impartial. I mean, that's really the cornerstone of our society.
When Fetterman could talk, and the things he said was completely different than this new Fetterman. Fetterman goes out there now, and all of his talking points are neocon, basically Israeli Likudnik talking points. So I think a PR firm, with whatever's happened to him, when he disappeared for 8-9 months, he's come back, and now he reads exact Mark Levin talking points in live time. So this is a major scandal, folks.
Opinions have become actual real news. And we've lost that ability. Like, you know, like, opinions are not news.
Right.
You know, and there are so many quotes out there in the world now. Like, why are people still talking about Tucker Carlson? Are any of these people? Now, even Alex Jones now is back. You know, I have to see that in my feed anymore. You know, why? Because if they are criticizing Trump, it's like now sometimes we in the Democrats say, well, maybe they have a point. You know, MTG Crazy Pants. Why are we keep hearing about her now?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. So what I'm saying, it's like, you know, like focusing on real news and the real dynamic there. You know, I'm so tired of opinions have become news. And now there's countless ones,
right,
and it's all become slop.
And let me just make the point. This is a. This is an entertainment show.
It says right. Real
on it on an.
This is the title.
It is. Yeah. But that's a lot more real than that other. Let me tell you.
You have the washed up Dan Crenshaw, who people thought was a conservative until they actually looked at his voting record. But the Democrats half the time. You've got zombie Fetterman, and you've got Bill Maher that, you know, it's overall a well-written show, well done. It still has 3 or 4 million viewers. That's still small. You had Johnny Carson with 40 million, back when there were only 200 million people in the country.
People say he'll never take a serious controversy. Well, I have an answer to that. I said, now, tell me the last time that Jack Benny, Red Skelton, any comedian, used his show to do serious issues. That's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that? But you're not. Why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And, you know, strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people. And I don't think you should as an entertainer.
You have the Democrat senator and all these other people with the same talking points saying, don't listen to Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and MTG. Listen to us. They're fake news. We're real. Well, what has been fake here? I show you a clip. You decide for yourself. 99% of what we do is just commentary on things that are going on, and I predict of what I think is going to happen, and I'm almost always right. That's what they don't like. There's articles and videos and my own notes about those videos that I'm going to play. That's it. I'm the captain of this ship. Dems accept someone like Alex Jones if they're anti-Trump. Let's be clear. Democrats don't listen to my show. They might watch clips. They don't buy anything from me. But I don't tailor what I say to an audience. I say what I believe is right, and then people that think that has value tune in. You guys tailor what you say off the system and the establishment so they keep thinking I think like them. No, I'm who I am. I'm like a restaurant owner that's a chef. These are the foods I like. This is the stuff I think is tasty and delicious. This is what I cook, and I have confidence in what we put on our menu, and if you like it, you like it. And guess what? If we're a restaurant, we got lines around the block. These guys don't.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, 12 days ago, the Democrat Texas judge that ran the show trial against us 3 years ago basically ordered the infrastructure, the internet shut down at the InfoWar studios because they wanted us to have a quiet death. And they also announced that The Onion was taking us over with no ruling, no court hearings, no nothing. Here we are 12 days later. None of that was true. We are winning in federal appeals court and in state appeals court right now. And so who knows the future of that, but we will continue fighting on here at the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with all the news articles, the live video feeds from Rumble X, our own house feed, audio feeds. It's all there. I know you know that because you're hardcore listeners, but we need to share that with your email list, your text message list, post it on X, Instagram, everywhere. That's how we win the information war. Now, let me tell you what we've got coming up today. I intend to open the phones up and take a lot of phone calls on all these major issues. We're going to look at the China trip with Trump already leaving to China with Elon Musk at his side. And Elon is like a rock star, well, here as well around the world, but particularly in China. He's quite the celebrity because they basically worship innovation and success in business. America used to do that. And so that should be very, very interesting. A lot of high stakes there. But I agree with the Wall Street Journal that because of the Iran situation, Xi holds most of the cards. Now, Trump, 73 days ago before this war started that Israel drug us into, had the cards. Now we've lost a lot of the cards. No matter how many times Marco Rubio says we have all the cards, no matter how many times Trump says we have all the cards, that's not the case. I played the clip yesterday, but pull it back up again, guys. I didn't see it on the list. I thought I sent it to you, but I don't think I did. Marco Rubio says the war will continue until things go back the way it was before the war, meaning the Strait of Hormuz wasn't closed. Well, Iran said they were going to close it, so you knew that. They had the power to do it. That was the Pentagon assessment. And then if you look at the economic breakdowns and actuaries, it would cause massive inflation, fertilizer shortages, and would kill the U.S. and world recovery, which BlackRock and the big central banks want because that's their admitted plan to bring in a global prolonged austerity or depression to roll out their new AI cashless society central bank digital currency system. That's why Larry Fink has gone from being distraught a year ago to looking like he's having orgasms on television. That's why I was so upset about this. And people like Rabbi Shmuley, when he was on the show during Midnight Hammer last year, he wants back on. I think I'm going to have him back on. I'm like, you understand they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz? In fact, guys, have the archivist find the last interview with Shmuley. where I go, they're going to close the strait, it'll kill the Trump recovery, it'll cause global inflation, starvation, a third of the fertilizer cut off. And Schmoly goes, oh, all you care about is money. What does that mean? If the nations of the world go bankrupt to the central banks, that's what they want. And that causes crime and poverty and then war. So, yeah, you're damn right. I don't want the U.S. to go bankrupt. I don't want our credit rating lowered anymore. Because all we have until Trump's economic rebuilding is successful, which has started, but it's a long way from being complete, maybe 10% done, maybe. All we have left is the dollar's hegemon. All we have left is our superpower status with our military. And when empires misuse that, when they get in trouble, this is how almost all empires die, by a self-inflicted wound, to use the Japanese term, of seppuku. So this was a big, big deal. The globalists launched COVID to kill the last Trump recovery and to put the whole world into recession. The globalist billionaires, on average, doubled their wealth. The rest of the world lost roughly half its wealth. Do you get this is economic warfare? Do you get that America and the West is the main target of this Iran war by the globalist? Iran is a secondary target of Israel. So, yes, Israel pushed for it. Israel started it. The Israel lobby pushed Trump into it. And so this is for Israel, but that's at one level. Above it, the globalists wanted it because it will derail the U.S. and world economy. There's the headline. Marco Rubio says the goal of the war in Iran is to restore it back to the way it was before Trump started the war in Iran. I mean, what an incredible statement. We'll play it in a moment again. I watched this like five times again last night. And Marco Rubio is a smart guy. But I mean, here he is just stating this. And the irony, I think, is lost on him. Or maybe it's a bigger joke to him. But to try to explain to people, I know most listeners get this, but for those that don't, we're at the end of the line. We now have service on the national debt is every year is now equivalent to our GDP. When your service of the debt is your GDP, that is the definition of a banana boat republic. That is the definition of a controlled country. That is the definition of a country in deep trouble. And that is what we've been purposely positioned to. Remember Ron Paul and before him, Ronald Reagan and Senator Barry Goldwater. And, you know, going back to the Senator Lindbergh, when they passed the Federal Reserve back in 1913, predicting that we would wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. And that's where we are. National debt, $39+ trillion. The service on the debt is our yearly GDP, and it's getting worse. Now that was a week ago we crossed that Rubicon. Now it's more than the GDP. And next month it'll be even more than that. So all the tuxedos and all the Mar-a-Lago peacocking and you know all of that garbage doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. And, oh, Trump will handle it. Last time Trump and Tucker Carlson talked, Tucker told me the story at the time. He's since gone public about it. And notice Trump hasn't denied it because Trump constantly called Tucker. Tucker be sitting there going, we'll be able to do the interview in a minute. I'm almost off. That's why it was so funny when Trump's like, he didn't have access to me. That's why he's against me now. Just delusional. And Tucker told him, he said, listen, the Iran thing was already launched. It was like a couple weeks into it. He said, this is going to be a disaster. The mullahs aren't going to fall quickly. They're closing the strait. It'll destroy your recovery. Your mission will be a failure. And Trump told him, he said, everything I do always turns out okay. It'll be okay. Well, no, not everything Trump does turns out fine. He's had the American people's intense backing. He's been strong. He's been a bull. He has persevered. That was the old Trump. But I've got so much other news here. It's just that this is so frustrating and so bad. And I've had a bunch of economists on. There's not just a consensus with economists. They all agree that the U.S. and every other major nation are all deep in debt, positioned for total collapse. Now, out of all the countries in debt, the United States had the best cards. We were the best house in a bad neighborhood. And with Trump's plan and getting the trillions reinvested and cutting taxes on working class people, that was the recipe. That was the right move. But if you have massive inflation because of energy spikes and fertilizer shortages, that's baked in the bottom floor, the foundation of the economy and inflation. And so it was known that this would blow up. It was known it would go from bad to worse. So stocks fall, oil and rates rise, that's interest rates, as inflation roars back. U.S. consumer prices are rising at their fastest pace since the worst time under Biden. As Trump dismisses Iran truce plan, world braces for lasting economic pain, New York Times. Iran says forces ready to respond to attacks as Trump reportedly mulls renewing war. He's publicly said it. We'll get to that in a moment. Australia doomsday scenario sees oil hitting $200 a barrel on war escalation. And it goes on and on and on. And Trump is constantly contradicting himself. Oh, we don't need the Strait open. You better open it. Oh, we are going to overthrow the Iranians by giving the people weapons. Oh, but the Kurds didn't fight hard enough. He orders the Navy to go in there. A whole bunch of missiles get shot at him. The Navy's got to pull out. And then Iran has now come back with even bigger demands than they'd done previously, saying, we're just ready to keep the war going. Which is what the experts predicted would happen. So the West's recovery is the main target. The globalists have grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. If Trump reversed all this and shut it all down now, maybe the recovery would work. But I don't even think at this point that would work. It'll certainly be much worse if he doesn't shut it down. But the way he's behaving and what's going on, he's like a degenerate gambler who's already mortgaged the house and, you know, maxed out the credit cards and who's been up for 3 days in Vegas losing at the roulette wheel and just keeps thinking that your luck's going to turn if you just keep betting with the people's money. And that's where we are. So just as I mentioned it, here's Rubio yesterday. So we got to keep the war going to get it back to where it was before we started the war. Here it is.
As President Trump has said, and the facts clearly bear out, the United States of America holds all the cards. There is no scenario here in which if they decide to join a ladder of escalation, they wind up getting the last say. But our preference is for these straits to be opened to the way they're supposed to be opened, back to the way it was. Anyone can use it, no mines in the water, nobody paying tolls. That's what we have to get back to, and that's the goal here.
You know, people tend to not listen to what I say when I predict it. I mean, they listen with the millions, but they really listen to what I said before. Have the archivists, there's thousands of times I've said this, but when Schmoly was on during Midnight Hammer, and I predicted this was just the start of the war, we'd be sucked into it, and that would kill the world recovery, and he's like, oh, you care about some money. Start with that, just this quick clip of that. We'll have it by this afternoon. And then just a few other examples of before this happened and then since, where I explain this, because I want you to know what I said was right before, guaranteed, and then what I tell you is coming next is even worse, okay? And again, I'm not up here gloom and dooming just to lower, you know, people's mojo. I'm doing it so we can turn this around, hopefully. But it's getting worse. It's getting darker by the moment. And just remember, when we are in this hellish, globalist-imposed economic permanent downturn, permanent austerity, great reset by design, just remember I did my duty and I warned you all. And I know this audience of activists get it, but I'm just talking about the stupid leftists and the Democrats and the neocons and the establishment Trump knob polishers who were essential in getting him to make the wrong decision. And CNN's fake poll, 100% of MAGA support this war. CNN did a phone poll of like a dozen people who they already knew the answer from. Oh, Mr. President, your constituents all support this Iran war, even though it's upwards of 80% down. What a disaster. So listen to these different statements of Trump. Here's Trump saying everything's wonderful, everything's fine. There's no pressure. We're going to have complete victory. He's already declared victory 30-plus times. Now he said, now we're going to have. And he didn't say victory now. Now he's not saying, oh, we've won, regime change. Now it's we're going to have it. Maybe just 4 more months, he's saying. And then that goes into Trump claims Iran rescinded a previous offer inviting the U.S. to come in and remove its enriched uranium from the country. No, he gets told by the negotiators they're proposing that. Iran doesn't agree. Trump runs out and announces they've agreed. He does this over and over again because he thinks just magically saying it makes it happen. Let's play those two clips.
A very simple plan. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and they won't have a nuclear weapon. And they didn't want to go that far. If you can believe it, they didn't. How stupid. Are they stupid people? They didn't want to believe it. They think that, well, I'll get tired of this, or I'll get bored, or I'll have some pressure. But there's no pressure. There's no pressure at all. We're going to have a complete victory. We've already, in theory, had a complete victory from the military standpoint. The military, look, their Navy is dead. They have 150, they had 159 ships. Right now they have zero, other than the little speedboats that go around that got taken out by us.
They've never had a blue water Navy. That's not their main power. Their power is closing the strait and holding on. It's always back to the ships. We sunk ships. We sunk ships. Yeah, and they're sinking the global economy in your plan. Back to him.
And they said to me, just to put it on the record, they said to me, there are only two countries in the entire world that could ever get that stuff out of there because we don't have the equipment and nobody else. They said China and the United States. So I just want to let you know, those pilots did an unbelievable job, very dangerous job, at 1 o'clock in the morning. Think of it. No sun, no moon, no nothing. We had no light, purposely. And every single one of those bombs went right down an air chute in a granite mountain and exploded. And they are unable to get it, even if they wanted to, but we're not going to take a chance. So that's part of the deal.
Stop there. I'm going to come back with the rest of this clip and a bunch of others. And I don't relish attacking Trump, but it's the same garbage. Midnight Hammer was the greatest success in history. All the uranium's gone. Now we've got to invade, he said yesterday, to get the uranium because we can't let them have a bomb. And, oh, all their ships are at the bottom. And we defeated them again, and they have no uranium. I mean, it's just like absolute garbage. So getting uranium was the mission, but we got the uranium, but we didn't get the uranium. And we're winning, so it doesn't matter. Their ships are on the bottom, but the Strait of Hormuz is closed, and you haven't gotten regime change. And now even if they fell tomorrow, which I wouldn't cry about, the world economy is shot full of holes now. It was already on the verge, and now we've let Israel, through Trump, push it over the edge, and BlackRock is, again, Larry Fink looks like he is on cloud 9. And there you go. And so I hope all the people that ran around in support of this war and said I was wrong, I hope you feel good about what you've done. We had the globalists whooped, but you had to shit all over it with your ignorance and your idiotic celebratory garbage. Because you're lightweights who can't find your ass with both hands. I'm talking about our general audience, but I'm talking about the white-pilled Trump knob suckers. You make me want to throw up, you dumb jackasses. Look what you've done. Look what you've done. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a series of flash sales for only 2 days. And the last sale ended last night, Saturday night, like I said. I'm announcing this live on air Sunday night, the 10th of May, 2026. So you have 2 days through Monday into Tuesday to get a massive buy one, get one free deal at our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air, thealexjonesstore.com. And these products really work. Obviously, I want to be the most accurate news. I want our products to be the best. So you take them and you love them and you get blown away. Now, let me tell you about Shilajit. You can go research it. Even top scientists don't know how it happens. It's millions of years old. It's mainly in the Himalayas and a few other mountains, like the Carpathian Mountains and others. When they have a big earthquake, it will be revealed, and it's like this black tar inside the rocks. And it's full of all these insane peptides that just do amazing things for men and women and stamina and energy and libido and everything else. We have private labeled at thealexjonesstore.com the top-rated brand in the United States over a year ago. So when you get our Shilajit, you are getting the top-rated brand, private labeled by us, at a price a little bit lower than it's sold at Whole Foods and in stores around the country. This is, we don't reinvent the wheel. Most of our products are just a private label of whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the best. That's what we go out, we get, we private label it. You get it from us, it funds the operation. So, if you've never taken our shield, Jesus is about in the last year, it's got 5-star ratings, 90%+ reorder rate, thealexshieldstore.com. Buy one Shilajit naturally flavored gummies, pineapple, get one Shilajit gummies bottle free. It's a huge bottle full of these delicious gummies. Just take one a day. It's ultra concentrated, the highest quality Shilajit, and a bunch of other super nutrients as well. Also, ultimate creatine. Not all creatine is created equal. Everybody knows it's great for muscles. It's even better for the brain. Look up creatine and Alzheimer's or brain boosting. We have the very best creatine, the very best type. Read the type of this. Look it up. We're not making that up. We want to sell you what really works. You can get Shilajit gummies, the very best, with the best creatine in a 48-hour buy one, get one free sale right now. So either one of those, the Shilajit gummies, the ultimate creatine, you have 48 hours as of Sunday night. It ends May 12th. You have 2 days to take advantage of this right now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, there's another big sale that ends in a couple days. 3 different bundles. The Modern World Survival Stack, normally $147, now $89. Shilajit Capsules, Atomic Defense, Immune Booster. It's good for your whole body. The Irish Sea Moss Capsules for a massive discount. That is the Modern World Survival Stack. We have the Gut Detox Defense Stack, Zeolite Detox, highest quality private label of zeolite that detoxifies spike protein, heavy metals, draws it out. So important, an incredible zeolite detox defense with the T3, best iodine on the market, the most pure on the atomic chart. One of the main things the enemy does is make sure there's not good iodine in the food supply. We have the very best, or most of the iodine that's out there is bound to another element, so you don't absorb it. This is pure iodine. It's incredible. T3 Trifecta iodine and bovine colostrum, a private label, the highest quality bovine colostrum out there. Women already know about this. It's the main thing women buy from us, but it's your skin, your hair, your eyes, everything. The first 2 weeks of any mammal's milk is just super powered. That is what this is, concentrated bovine colostrum. Normally $148, now $99. And some other big sales are about to end as well. Take advantage of them now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. Be the reason we stay on the air at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Want to thank you all for your support. Be a VIP. Get $40 to spend free in the store now as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exponential number of oil refineries in the Western world are blowing up every day. 2 in the last 3 days in the United States. And shadow wars, the Iranian IRGC operatives tried to infiltrate Kuwait. Firefight ensues. There's video of that. And make no mistake, they're here. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday transmission. May 12th, 2026. Now, he joins us every Tuesday during this wartime situation. Victor Boot, that nobody else can get as an interview. He doesn't even really do interviews in Russia very often. But he's been a long-term listener for a long time. There's a lot of people around the world in important positions listen to the show because I know what I'm talking about. We took some calls last week. I thought it was really informative and a great debate. We'll take calls then again. We'll talk about Russia, Iran, Trump, Trump's trip to China, and he's already on his way with Elon Musk and others. That's all coming up. And then in the third and fourth hour, I'm going to have just continued phone calls and news. We'll also take some calls for Victor Boot coming up when he joins us here in about 30 minutes. All right. I'm going to finish up with Trump. I mean, at this point, it's hand-wringing, and I take zero pleasure in having to criticize Trump. I have sacrificed. I have been persecuted. My family has been persecuted. All I got was pain. But I knew overall he was better than the left and the globalists, way better. We did so much good. And now to see this happen and to see him set up and manipulated into this tears my guts up. And I said it 73 days ago when this started, in that Saturday show, when it started that Saturday. It's a three-hour show. You got to go watch it. You should re-air it. In fact, have Wilson grab it, re-upload it, and I'll give him a headline. But talk about a time machine. Here it is. Alex Jones predicted exactly what happened 73 days ago. And now I know it's going to happen. The different scenarios. It's a spectrum, but it all goes the same place. From absolutely horrible to just world-ending devastation. And I just have a complete, absolute understanding of this. It's not like I just think it on a hunch. I intellectually, politically, geopolitically, economically, militarily, culturally, spiritually know it. And so I guess I should just stop talking about how I was right and how bad this is and how it needs to stop. And I guess just talk about the different scenarios of how bad this is. But when I start even thinking about those, which I've done a lot, it just, folks, if you think COVID and the lockdowns were bad, if you think all the tyranny we've seen was terrible, what we're going into will make the past tyranny look like a walk in the park. And that's why I, at a cellular gut level, am completely freaked out. I'm pissed. I'm nauseous. I want to beat somebody's ass. I am sick of people being ignorant. I'm tired of doing my homework and knowing what I'm talking about. I'm tired of having a track record second to none. And yeah, we got big push and pull. We're having some effect, but not enough to stop this. And I got to remember that God has told me in the Holy Spirit, via the Holy Spirit, to just give it to God, do your job, and stop it. So I'm not throwing a fit here. It just would have been so easy to avoid this trap. But now we've stepped right into it. Let me finish up with these Trump clips and hit a few more things, and I'm going to shift gears into other news. I mean, the numbers came in. They're worse than I said. In fact, I was wrong. It's worse than I said. Off the charts inflation, off the charts shortages of so many key things in manufacturing and in agriculture. And then to watch the UN that's been orchestrating with the WEF cutting off food supplies, openly pushing it. Then to go, oh, God, global famine, give us more power. Oh, see, we told you, oh, too many people. And it's just, and now they've got Hantavirus. They're definitely trying to launch a new hysteria on that front. That's coming up. And I just know we just got to keep fighting, because if we roll over and give up, it'll be 10 times worse. So that's coming up, and it's just as we predicted. You can see the formula. You can see the PR. You can see the synthetic nature of it. And the people perish for lack of knowledge. So I'm going to stop right there. Before I finish up on the Trump thing, I'm just going to look the listeners and viewers in the eye, and for those listening on radio, I want you to really hear what I'm saying to you. Taking me off the air and taking my operation off the air has been a declassified project, at least back to Obama 2013. We got the documents last year from Trump, to his credit. We already knew it, but there it was. CIA, DOJ, attack me, find something, get me off air. National security threat. They mean a threat to their takeover of the country. And back then, I was the only host with a giant show that got what was going on. There were other academics, people that got it, but they were, you know, wrote books and gave speeches and a few interviews. But, I mean, thanks to you supporting me, we gave the globalists, you know, the biggest ass stomping they ever got. And the whole global resistance that you see today would not have been here without you and this broadcast. When I talk about this broadcast, it's you. You're the focal point. They don't like you. I'm just the circus master here of this craziness. So it is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and realize how important it is, and that you continue to spread the word, that you continue to support us. Because when I get up here and I press hard and I push and I say I need to fundraise, enough money comes in to keep this operation going and for the legal, and I want to expand and hire hosts back and reporters back. Okay? And we have incredible products, but I need the listeners to burn in your brain. Do you want us to stay on the air? Do you want us to expand the face of the tyrants? Because I'll never give up. I'll never back down. But I cannot do this without your support. I need those of you that have been on the fence, never supported, or supported before and liked the products but don't know why you didn't reorder, to make the commitment to yourself and your family's own future now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and become a VIP. Now, it's not a commitment, because you spend $30 a month in the store, you get $40 instantly to spend, special deals, special offers, discounts on everything on top of discounts and sales, and you can click in your profile anytime you want and cancel for free. So it is the lightest commitment ever, but I know you're like me. I'll get a great supplement or something, run out of it, forget to reorder it, and ask a year later, God, that was great. Why don't I have that anymore? You get busy. So make the commitment. Go to thealexjonesstore.com when you're getting the ultramethylene blue or the Shilajit or the Irish Sea Moss or a t-shirt or a cool knife or whatever, and click VIP, become a member, $30 a month, in your profile, cancel anytime. That is a basic commitment I'm asking all of you to do. It is a commitment only in that it reminds you you have $40 to spend in the store for $30 each month, and you get special emails, special offers, special deals. And it just reminds you you're a VIP. Anytime you don't want to do it, you just cancel one click for free. If you love a supplement, sometimes they sell out. Become a subscriber. Lock in up to 50% off on all future orders of that. Canceling time as well. Become a subscriber to products you really love, like the bovine colostrum. It's such a huge hit. It's the best there is out there. We have the best. It sells itself. But I need your support. I need your prayer, and I need it right now. So we have a 48-hour buy one, get one free sale that ends tonight at midnight central. Buy one Shilajit gummies. Don't know what Shilajit is, stamina, libido, energy, focus, clarity, all these natural peptides, it's next level. Buy one, get one free of the Shilajit. And also, buy one canister of the ultimate creatine, highest quality, best type of creatine, not just good for your muscles, but also for your brain, all your organs, and get one free. So you can do either or both those together. Buy one, get one free. Ends tonight at midnight central. And also, this is about to end. Three new product bundle deals. The Modern World Survival Stack, Shilajit capsules, Atomic Defensive Moon Booster, and CMOS capsules. What's it have? Super concentrate of seaborne iodine, very bioavailable, very powerful in the body, and the 93 other trace minerals and vitamins in it, and a bunch of other superfood added, super nutrients. So you get Shilajit, Atomic Defense, CMOS capsules. Set of $147.89.99 right now. That's about to end. The Gut Detox Defense Stack, Zeolite, super high quality Zeolite, chelator, blood, heavy metals, spike protein, everything. Everybody should be on this. Trifecta, T3, iodine, the very best pure iodine out there. What a secret ingredient in the bovine colostrum. And then we have the Men's Drive Stack, Shilajit Gummies, MK Ultra, and T3 iodine, set of $134.99. Take advantage of that now. You can also make straight contributions at thealexjonesstore.com and at alexjoneslive.com. It takes money to win a war. I sell you stuff that I know it works because I need a long-term relationship with you. Help me rebuild this army. Help me expand the operation. Help us defeat the globalists. Don't let them win. Thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Let me finish up with Trump. This is truly a populist movement, folks. It's us up against the globalists and the billionaires, just like the Massey campaign. It really comes down to how much you want it, and it's so simple. If you fund people fighting tyrants that have a long history of victory, we will have success. If you don't realize you are the key person in the arena, we're doomed. I want to thank those who have supported us in the past. I want to encourage those folks who continue to support us and thank them, and I want to encourage those of you on the fence, what are you doing? You share an article, you share a video, great. You pray for the broadcast, wonderful. Have you bought something at thealexjonesstore.com? I'm asking you the question. I'm not mad at you. I'm saying, think about it. Why would you not do that? Why would you not support those that are fighting so hard? Take action now. Thealexjonesstore.com. All right. There's a bunch of these clips. Let me just get through them. I think these things are all self-explanatory. Just play 21. And they got the senator on national TV talking about Trump being the only president that Israel could fool to do this. And then we've got some of the other clips. And then Trump responding to China. Netanyahu wouldn't even call for China to stop giving missiles to Iran. So those of us against the war are all traitors. We're taking off the air. We're anti-Semites. But Xi Jinping is giving the missile parts and missile fuel and the guidance systems to Iran. And he won't even criticize Xi Jinping. It's just crazy. That's because Israel sells so many of our secrets to China and is playing both sides against the middle. Let's play these clips back to back. Then I'm going to shift gears into another big story.
And they said to me, just to put it on the record, they said to me, there are only two countries in the entire world that could ever get that stuff out of there because we don't have the equipment and nobody else. They said China and the United States. So I just want to let you know those pilots did an unbelievable job, very dangerous job at 1 o'clock in the morning. Think of it.
Again, stop no, again. Stop again. I got to shut up. But again, I thought Midnight Hammer last summer, 2025, I thought it was like you just said, oh, they did such a great job. Oh, their boats at the bottom. Oh, we won the war. They closed the strait. Rubio says we got to keep the war going to get it back the way it was. You won't make them a deal just to do that. You want the Iran to do everything you say, and they know you'll just reload and hit them again. They're not going to give up, and they're winning the war of attrition. But all Rubio and Trump, they just regurgitate. We put their boats at the bottom. Midnight Hammer. Our pilots are great. They just lean on that. What does that have to do with the Strait of Hormuz and the world economy? Damn it. What the hell? It's like a broken record, one of those dolls you pull a string, and it says the same thing over and over again. Behind the scenes, and I told you this before anybody knew it, it's now admitted, Trump's blowing up, freaking out. He knows this has derailed his plans. But he won't admit that he got set up by Benjamin Netanyahu and walks right into the BlackRock plan. Sorry, just go back to the club.
Can you tell us anything about that proposal and what, if any, effort was just made to break the deal?
Yeah, it was just unacceptable. You know, a lot of people said, well, does he have a plan? Yeah, of course they do have a plan. I have the best plan ever. I mean, Iran has been defeated militarily, totally. They have a little left. They probably built up during this period of time. We'll knock that out in about a day. But I have a plan. You know, it's a very simple plan. I don't know why you don't say it like it is. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. They're very dangerous. They're very volatile. It's a terrible thing that's happened over there. They've killed. And they said to me, just to put it on the record, they said to me, there are only two countries in the entire world that could ever get that stuff out of there because we don't have the equipment and nobody else. They said China and the United States. So I just want to let you know, those pilots did an unbelievable job, very dangerous job at 1 o'clock in the morning. Think of it. No moon, no nothing. We had no light, purposely. And every single one of those bombs went right down an air chute in a granite mountain and exploded. And they are unable to get it, even if they wanted to. But we're not going to take a chance. So that's part of the deal.
So, sir, are you saying that Iran agreed to allow the removal of all their enriched uranium?
Yeah. Well, they did it 2 days ago. They didn't. Okay. They did 2 days ago. They said, you're going to have to take it. We were going to go with them. But they changed their mind because they didn't put it in the paper. So when they sent us this document that we waited 4 days for, that should have taken 10 minutes to do, look, very simple. We get that. They guarantee no nuclear weapons for a very long period of time and a couple of other minor things, but they just can't get there. So they agree with us, and then they take it back. But they said to us that it was so badly obliterated, was the word they actually used. That was my original word. Then it got challenged by some of the fake news. And it wasn't challenged with any knowledge. It was just challenged like...
Stop again.
They were hoping.
So you won and got what you wanted a year ago, or 11 months ago, but now we have to go back in because Benjamin Netanyahu says we have to get the radioactive dust. They use this term. The public doesn't understand uranium. Just call it the evil dust. Yes, we'll do that. No, Russia had a deal helping them enrich it that they can't transfer it to us. That's who vetoed this. So again, crap on top of crap on top of crap. Continue.
And so successful. No, it was obliterated. We have the greatest military in the world. I built it largely in my first term, and I didn't know I'd be using it quite this much in my second term. But very simply, when they say, does he have a plan? Yeah, I have a plan. The plan is very simple. You know, in war, you have to change. You have to be flexible. You have a lot of plans, but you have to do different plans in different days. But I have a great plan. But the plan is they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
So he just repeats
himself. And they
didn't
say that in their letter.
Mr. President,
absolutely not. This is a war that's making America and our allies less safe. We see constantly shifting rationales, no end game. We've taken the lid off Pandora's box without having any idea where this will land.
By the way,
in the meantime,
pause.
We've lost.
By the way, I hate this congressman that has margaritas with MS-13, but Trump is so wrong, he makes these guys right. That's how bad this is now. Continue.
American soldiers, others 10 scores wounded, Iranian civilians killed, including scores and scores of Iranian schoolgirls. And we have a president who has no idea where this is going, or a Secretary of Defense who knows what he's doing.
So that's an incredible indictment, what you just said. I don't think I've heard the clarity of that kind of indictment as clearly as you just provided. Is that message being heard by this administration? Is Donald Trump hearing the criticism, both from people like yourself in the Senate, but even some in his own party?
I hope it's punching through to the president, because we all remember when Donald Trump pledged during the campaign to keep America out of foreign wars, especially more wars in the Middle East. And we all know what happened in Iraq. The United States got sucked in. We were there for a long time. And it did not, in my view, serve American interests. And yet Donald Trump has plunged us into the exact same situation. Now, I did hear Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu a little while ago saying he's been waiting 40 years, these are his words, 40 years for this to happen. He just happened to find an American president after 40 years that was stupid enough and reckless enough to do it.
Well, as you said, there.
Do you think we should still be selling them weapons? The United States.
Well, I'm going to have that discussion with President Xi. President Xi would like us not to. And I'll have that discussion. That's one of the many things I'll be talking about. We'll have a, you know, he and I have gotten along well, other than with COVID. I was just not accepting of what happened with COVID. But other than that, he and I have had, he's a great gentleman. I find him to be an amazing man. And when I say that, the press always says, oh, that's terrible that he called it. Well, you know, he runs 1.4 billion people with a pretty iron fist. He loves his country, I can tell you that. President Xi, I look forward to being there. And if he felt anything, we wouldn't be doing it.
And now Trump is on his way to China with Elon Musk, which is a good move to bring Elon Musk with him. That really hit us in the polls. Doe's getting shut down really hurt us. That's a good move. Please bring him back in. Please end the war. Please win the midterms. Please, please, please don't give the globalists the victory. Wow. One more clip of Trump. Here he is saying, oh, we can't get weapons to the Iranians because we gave them to the Kurds and they kept them. Well, the Kurds don't like the Iranians, and they border Turkey and they hate the Turks. And they've always been in it for themselves. What do you think was going to happen when you gave a bunch of grenade launchers and missile launchers and machine guns? They're saying a huge amount to them. What do you think they were going to do? In fact, the Pentagon assessment was, before this war started, was using the Kurds as an uprising isn't going to work. But Trump just ignored that because Netanyahu said, no, they will fall. Remember, the Pentagon said everything I've said to Trump. It's not like I just came up with all this myself. It doesn't matter. The facts don't matter anymore. Here's Trump on the Iranian people.
The level of ferocity for protests, you know, the people are watching it. They want to go out on the streets. They have no weapons. They have no guns. We thought the Kurds were going to give us weapons, but the Kurds disappointed us. The Kurds take, take, take. They have a great reputation in Congress. Congress says, oh, they fight so hard. No, they fight hard when they get paid. So I'm very disappointed in the Kurds, but they were given. I said it wasn't going to work, by the way. I just have to say it. I disagreed with what they did. They gave it. I said, they'll never get there. And I was right. I like to be right. In this case, too bad. But we sent some guns with ammunition, and they were supposed to be delivered, but they kept it. I said, they're going to keep it. But what do I know? I've only been doing this a short period of time. What do I know?
Yeah, and you went against your own instincts, and the Pentagon told you, but you listened to Israel. Well, not Israel, the Mossad and Netanyahu. The IDF said, don't do it. Oh, you're defending Israel. I just report the facts here, ladies and gentlemen. You decide what you want to do with it. Now, speaking of Israel, I'm going to get into this with Victor Boot. The World Jewish Congress, that's like the mothership of the ADLs around the world, came out and said, we're going to censor everybody in the world that criticizes Israel in any way. If you say Israel got us into this war, we're going to censor you and come after you. And it's just bizarre statements. But above Israel are the big banks that want a global depression so they can consolidate power. They're admitting that. So I have these incredible statements here. The president of the World Jewish Congress, Ronald Lauder, says their influence across Europe and America has significantly declined despite spending millions, billions, on dollars on propaganda. And there's another clip. Mathis Dopfner, CEO of Axel Springer, literally says, I am a goy, and I submit to the Zionists. I work for the Zionists. The Zionists will dominate the world. No one will stop us. I mean, these are just supervillain, bizarre statements. And then he wonders why everybody's turning against Israel and the Zionists. Well, I mean, you might as well get Dr. Ebel up there as your spokesperson, or Thanos from Endgame and Marvel. I mean, what the hell? And again, I don't want the whole world to be a clash between Israel and the rest of us. I don't want to be allied with Islam, but the people running Israel, they want this clash of civilizations. They want to use Israel as the detonator to bring in this insane system. That's coming up. Big developments in Russia and the Ukraine war. Trump to China. We'll get Victor Boot's take on it, and we'll take calls for Victor Boot. The media calls him the merchant of death. Oh, because he was a weapons seller. But he's a military expert, former political prisoner, major elected official in Russia, and very smart, and we're the only ones that can get him. That's coming up with your phone calls and more. Hour number two straight ahead. Share those feeds, Paul Revere's, on X at Real Alex Jones, and on X at AJN Live, and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the coordinates of victory. I need to be able to stay on air. We had a massive effect exposing their COVID rollout, and we're key globally in warning the public, teaching people real things that protected you, and getting the lockdowns and fraud to stop. The enemy's back. We need to stay on air. You are the Paul Revere's. Your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. We make it easy to support us because the products are amazing. I only sell you things that really work, so you get it, and it blows you away. It's so good, and you want to get it again and again and again. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a flash sale. It's going for 48 hours that launched last night. It runs until tomorrow evening, Tuesday night at midnight. Buy one Shilajit gummies, amazing huge bottle of them, and get one Shilajit gummies free. Buy one Ultimate Creatine, the highest quality creatine out there, private label, the top brand in the U.S., and get another Ultimate Creatine free. That is a massive deal. Now, if you don't know what Shilajit is, it's not all equal. Mainly out of the Himalayas, but it's also in some other mountain ranges. We'll have an earthquake, and then it's just this million-year-old black goo. And it's full of all these natural peptides, the companies, big pharma studying it, creating all these new drugs out of it. And we've got the cleanest, best Shilajit, and it's just stamina, libido, energy, longevity, everything. And it's a natural pineapple flavor. And then the ultimate creatine is just the very top known type of creatine. It's not just good for your muscles, it's super good for your brain. Type in creatine and reversing Alzheimer's and neurological problems. Young or old, you need a scoop of creatine every day. This is over a month's supply. Buy one canister, get another free right now, ends tomorrow night. That's at thealexjonesstore.com, and it finances this operation. Also, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there is a contribute button if you want to give to us so that, you know, we're not just making 20, 30, 40% on a product we're selling you, but we get a straight, you know, donation in there. So we're able, when you contribute, to really use that to not just stay on air in our legal battles, but hire more reporters and crew. You support us, you will see it happen.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.